Mojo 5-0.
And crown thy good with brotherhood from sea to shining sea.
America Rock Radio.
That's right, American Us Radio Saturday Edition. And as one well knows, the show don't go until after you've had your daily hello. Good afternoon, you American knuckers. Happy, happy New Year's Eve. It's the 365th day with none remaining in 2022. It's New Year's Eve. People around the world celebrate New Year's Eve, the last day of the year. It's a day to say goodbye to the old and hello to the new, also known as Old Year's Day or St. Sylvester's Day. New Year's Eve is one of the most exciting holidays of the year. Some countries, such as the Philippines and Latvia, celebrate New Year's as a public holiday. In Japan, it's a government holiday. In other countries, many businesses let their employees off work early so that they can partake in the many, many festivals. It's also Universal Hour of Peace. The day encourages the promotion of peaceful activities during the hours of observance from 11:30 p.m. on December 31st to 12:30 a.m. on January 1st. Each year, Universal Hour of Peace hopes to take steps towards a war-free world. Sorry, misread that. It's Make Up Your Mind Day that encourages us to quit wavering, to take a side and follow through with a decision and stick to it. It's also Leap Second Time Adjustment Day, and it's listed as an observance title only. Some years, scientists do not make adjustments. Other years, they do. It's National Champagne Day. Genuine champagne only comes from France's Champagne region. French law protects where and how it's made. The three main grapes used to create champagne are Chardonnay, Pinot Noir, and Pinot Noir. And like other wines, champagne ferments in the bottle, allowing the vintner to tap the CO2 in the bottle, and the bubbles give champagne its effervescence. It's day 1023 of 14 to flatten the curve. Thank you, Liberty Lighthouse, who will be on tonight at 7 p.m. Eastern. It's officially New Year's Eve. You only have a couple of hours to do all the things you will resolve not to do in the new year. True that. Good afternoon, my fellow. Ain't you a peachers? Happy, happy New Year's Eve. I'm Leprechaun, and I shall be your host for almost the next hour, like 56-ish minutes. And in that time, what we're going to do is we're doing a New Year. I'm doing for you a New Year's Eve show. Now, what I did is I went to Billboard Magazine, and I went to another website, I forget off the top of my head which one it was, and pulled up the best songs for 2022. So without further ado, here we will go to the new year with the songs from this year. In the first set, I've got Cassie Aston, whoever she is, and Charlie Charlie Pull, I guess. Casey's gonna pull Charlie. Alrighty, so let's make it a happy, happy, joy, joy kind of Saturday on the end of 22 going into 2023. Oh, the songs make it a happy, happy, joy, joy kind of day.
Happy, happy, joy, joy, 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 happy, happy, joy, joy. I'm gonna lie, it's boring as hell here. It's Friday night and I want some cold beer. I know you know just right where my phone is. Call it. Cause I know you like me, I like you too. We did this last weekend, but baby it's cool, yeah. As long as it's with you, I ain't never ever gonna get tired of dates in pickup trucks. So let's throw a party. Find us a back road and see just how far we can go. I leave my body out the window. And baby, if you wanna keep the situation on the low down. And when they wonder what happened, we'll be sitting there laughing. Said we were just hanging out. Dates in pickup trucks. Last weekend, but baby, it's cool, yeah. As long as it's with you, I ain't never ever gonna get tired of.
Switch. when you're moving your body around and around. Now I don't wanna fight this. You know how to just make me want to.
Uh-huh. Okay, that was Light Switch with Charlie Paul, however you pronounce his name, and Cassie Ashlyn. Okay, that was Billboard's number 50 and I think 48 or 47. So now what I did is I went to the top of the list. Well, I went to the bottom of the list because they started with 50. And what you can do if you want to get turned on like a light switch is go to mojolaserpros.com. That's right. That's mojolaserpros.com. That's your portal into Romika Design. And man, that laser engraving that Mr. Ron does is fantastic, phenomenal, right on, groovy, hardcore, and solid. Ooh, doggy, you can even see one of the patches that he made on tomorrow's Ain't You a Peach at 12 p.m. Eastern. Yes, you can. Now, all you got to do is go to mojolaserpros.com, and that gets you into Romika Design. Man, they got everything. Phone stands, hats, wallet cases, living books, or living hinges, the books with living hinges. It's so cool. You need to get over there and check it out. All right. Now, like I said, what I did is I went, the first two songs were at the top of the page, and they were number 49 and like 47 or 50 and 47, something. So I swapped it up and went all the way down to the front of the page. So we're starting off with number one in Billboard's count. So what have I for you in this set? We've got a Lizzo and a Maggie Rogers. So let's get to the next set of 2022's top tunes. Here we go. My mistake. It's Harry Styles first and then Lizzo. Seems you cannot be replaced, and I'm the one who stays.
As it was, as it was, as it was.
About time. Does that mean that when she said she was going out tonight? Well, she's coming out tonight. I mean, she's coming outside. She's coming out of the closet. What did she mean by that? I wonder if she meant that she was going to prepare with Mojo50.com. Yep. As if she was with prepare with Mojo50.com. That was her portal into My Patriot Supply. And she could have got the 3-month supply that's on sale, or maybe the 3-week supply that's on sale, and saved a whole bunch of money. And she had had plenty of grub to go out tonight. Yes, she would. All she had to do is go to preparewithmojo50.com. Yep, sorry about that one. I meant Harry Styles. He was the number one song on Billboard, and Lizzo was the number two. They had a whole bunch of rap songs in between, and I think we're up to number 4 or 5. We got a Maggie Rogers and a Mitski. I don't know how to pronounce her name. Mitski. So Mitski, and Maggie. So we got Maggie and Mitski. Let's get to the next set of tunes. Here we go.
I found a reason to wake up. Coffee in my cup. Start a new day. Wish we could do this forever. Never remember mistakes that we made. I told you I loved you when we were just friends. You kept me waiting and I hated you. Gave it a few years. You settled your debts, but I never got over the secrets I kept.
That was Mitski with Love Me More. That's about number, nine or 10 on Billboard's top 50 songs of 20 and 22. Now, she says she was loving more. I wonder if she'd been over to Mr. Mike Lindell's website, you know, MyPillow.com. Because if she'd been over there to MyPillow.com and went over about three tabs on the top, and then if you go down three boxes on the side where it says Radio Specials and click on that link, Radio Specials, and once you get in there, you use the promo code MOJO50 when you go to checkout, and you can save as much as 66% of your dough right there by using the promo code MOJO50. Now, back to Billboard. The majority of their songs were either some really hardcore rap with words that I didn't want to play, or they were in Spanish. They had like five or six of them in a row that were in Spanish. Now, I looked at a couple of videos of them where they had the words in English, and the words were okay, but the songs were in Spanish. It's like, well, don't they do in English? So Billboard had a whole bunch in their top 50. We made it up to about 10 or 11. I think these next two guys are from the other website, or they might have been from Billboard. And then we changed to the other website for the last two sets. All right, this one we have Ellen Bailey and When the Rivers Met. Most of the stuff on Billboard was kind of on the mellow side. They didn't have a whole lot of upbeat, thumping, make your feet move like I like. But hey, it was Billboard, and they know their tunes. So let's get to the next set. Ellis Bailey, I think, and When Rivers Meet, to the tunes.
Well, it's been 3 hours. I've still got that stone in my shoe. I'm ignoring the beauty that's passing me by, 'cause all I can think of and all I am fixed on is you. We're bound together by a melody that somehow lost its song. And oh, I take control.
He'll drive you crazy. Excuse me. That was When Rivers Meet, He'll Drive You Crazy. And Ellis Bailey before that, Riding Out the Storm. Now, I'm wondering if when Rivers met, there was a whole bunch of them guys singing. And sounds like they were having a good time. I bet you they'd been to AmericanPrideRoasters.com and got their coffee. Yep, I bet you they had their coffee while they were recording that song in the studio. It sure sounded like they were probably drinking some good coffee, and the best coffee is over at American Pride Roasters. That's right, AmericanPrideRoasters.com, where you can find the marvelous, most great coffee there ever is. They've got all kinds of flavors. You know, they have one called Watson's White Chocolate Caramel. Yep, that's for that, what was he saying? Oh, Caucasianally challenged individual over there on Battle for Freedom, who happens to be on Monday through Friday at, let's see, 7 p.m. Eastern. Or if you're like me in the Central Time Zone, he comes on at 6 in the morning. But that's because I'm in the Central Time Zone. But it's still 7 Eastern. And let's see, speaking of Eastern, tomorrow at 12 p.m. Eastern, right here on Mojo 5.0, you can watch at Rumble, listen on Mojo, and chat in the Me We Ate You a Peach room. And tomorrow's episode of Ain't You a Peach at 12 p.m. Eastern, right here on Mojo 5.0, is Stupidity of 20 and 22. Yep, they did a lot of stupid stuff last year, and talk about it tomorrow. And I have a special guest, so be sure to tune in so you can find out whom that specialized guest is, because you'll be surprised, I do believe. All right, let's see. Billboard songs were kind of on the mellowish side, except for the last couple, and I think they came from the other side. So let's do some real top tunes. How about Def Leppard? You know, they hadn't made an album in 30 years until last May, and this one was picked by Billboard. So we've got Def Leppard and a chickie, Sophie Lloyd. Oh, my goodness gracious, she's a hottie. To the tunes we're going to get again, my friends, so let's play them, Def Leppard.
We'll be right back.
wasn't that fantastic? Them guys is good. That was loud. That was upbeat and moving. It should get you out of your seat, just like if you'd have gone to thetravelcookie.com. That's right, thetravelcookie.com. That's the home for all of your travel needs. So you get on over there, and they'll do you up right. They will, they will. All right, let's see. I got another set for you. I got Bad Day and Billy Idol. Let's get to the tunes before we time out a run. Dead air, play, play, Billy Idol.
Screaming in isolation, walking through Desolation Alley, boarded up our ambitions, flooded out all the engines. I've been punching through the walls, I've been living on the edge, I've been fighting with my demons so long they become my friends. The zombies out the window say it's finally the end, so I'm kicking down my door and never closing it again.
Hey! I'm coming out of my heartless hope. Oh,
This has been another great Rock'em Sock'em Saturday show. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. That has been the Billboard, and I forget what other website it was that I grabbed, top songs for 2023. Now, to close out the last minute and a half or so of the show, I've got a traditional New Year's Eve midnight song for you. Everybody, stay healthy, stay happy, above all, stay true to yourselves, and catch Ain't You a Beach tomorrow. Peace out, and have a great, great 2023.
America Network Radio.